I want to share a message about every tribe and every tongue. And just to open our hearts up, open our understanding up to the scriptures and how we're all represented within the scriptures. And I love Cultural Celebration Sunday. Like it's one of my favorite days of the year. And it's for two reasons that I love this day. The first is we catch a glimpse of each other's unique cultural origins. And it's a beautiful tapestry that deserves celebration. The second is that I'm reminded that in spite of our cultural differences, our different backgrounds, our different preferences, that we have been united, saved, redeemed, and set apart through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the similarity we have. That's the same thing we all have together, that we're redeemed and saved and set apart. You know, we celebrate our unique cultures, but we know where our unity, strength, and oneness comes from. It comes from Jesus. Jesus. Now, our congregation, there are so many different tribes, tongues represented within our congregation. We've got Indigenous Australians, Australians who came by sea, the Pacific Islands, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, many other African nations, the continent of Europe, Scotland, England, Ireland, Spain, Canada, France, Thailand, Germany, Holland, Denmark, Mauritius, the West Indies, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, China, Singapore, Italy, Lebanon, Croatia, Greece, Uganda, Japan. I said Denmark already. Sri Lanka, Fiji, Ukraine. Did I miss any? If I miss one, yell it out. I'm not going to say that on the live recording. I said Ireland. Anyone else? You said Mauritius. Yeah, got that. If I miss it, it's not because like I don't care about it. It's because I just don't know. That's why I'm asked. Like, tell me. So we're represented by so many different cultural origins. And I want to turn to the scriptures this morning because I think it's important that we understand that we are all represented in the scriptures. Ephesians 2:13-22 says this, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, dividing wall of hostility. By setting aside in the flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. And in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." Verse 19, I love this passage. "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." It's the place where God resides. Amen. So we may be representative of many cultures, but we are collectively no longer foreigners or strangers. This goes beyond patriotism. This goes beyond nationalities. This goes beyond cultural origins. In Christ Jesus, we are fellow citizens of God's household. Amen. We are one body, one building through Jesus Christ. You know, the scriptures are clear. Through Jesus, two groups have become one. So what were those two groups? Well, those two groups, what it means here is that there were God's people and then the rest of us. But through Jesus, we've been made one people. Jesus has destroyed the barrier. The wall that separated us from being able to approach God is gone. He has made us one people, one body. He has reconciled each of us. Different backgrounds, different cultures, different belief systems, united in and through Jesus. Does that resonate with anyone else this morning? I want to encourage you, don't get drawn into political ideals. Don't get drawn into political systems. God is bigger than all of it. Your identity comes from the scriptures, amen. Not from an allegiance to a particular political group. Don't get dragged into those trenches. So we who are far away are now united in one body in Jesus. I love this passage of scripture. We could preach on this for a couple of weeks, right? There is so much in it. But a couple of important things today. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is the peace that dwells in our hearts. You've got to be reminded of that today. Don't go seeking your peace through other things. We tried that before we were saved, amen. Seeking peace, seeking to numb whatever was going on in our hearts and our minds. No, our peace is found in Jesus who resides in us. We are a people of peace because he is peace and has made himself our peace. We need to understand that. Lots of other people claim to be people of peace, but only a people of peace. You've only been made a people of peace because he dwells in our hearts. We can't just claim it unless we know him personally. Anyone else with me today? I don't know about you, but I am absolutely delighted and grateful that Jesus saved me. Does that resonate with anybody else? Each of us have been given a choice to call on his name. And if you've done so, aren't you so grateful that when you called on his name, you were brought near to God? We should be grateful. I want to add a dimension to our gratefulness today. I wanted to really take a moment for each of us to get a glimpse of God's heart for all. This is why I'm talking about every tribe and every tongue today. God's heart for all. All humanity, for every culture, for every tribe, for every tongue. In John 3:16, if you haven't heard this scripture before, where have you been? it's everywhere, right? It's everywhere. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." I wanted us to get an understanding, a glimpse of God's heart for all. Let it be known that God's heart is not hidden. Like that scripture alone, God's heart's not hidden. He's not complex. He's not hard to work out. He makes it crystal clear in the scriptures what his heart is. His heart is clearly that he loves all people. So much so that he sent his only Son, because he doesn't want any of us to perish. He wants us to have an eternal life and relationship with him. His heart is that all people are restored in relationship with him, that all would know him. Some of you may know this, but do you know that in heaven, they sing songs about Jesus? Did you know that? It actually says it in the scriptures. Revelation 5:9-10 says this. "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on earth.'" Jesus is so worthy, amen. So worthy. He purchased through the cross, the grave, the resurrection, every tribe and every tongue. Can I encourage you? Don't get trapped into the understanding of modern day Christianity. The understanding of modern day Christianity is that it's white. Let's just speak straight to the point. I can't believe you said that. Let's just say it. Where did Christianity start? Anybody? Middle East? It started where Jesus was. And from there, and I preached about this last year, but let's remind ourselves when we talk about every tribe and every tongue. How did Christianity make it to these shores? Well, at the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus had gone. Come on, hear it today. At the day of Pentecost, Pentecost was a festival and people from all over the known world at that time would come to Jerusalem to celebrate the festival of Pentecost. How did Christianity make it to these shores? Someone's family member in this room, someone's family member was in Jerusalem at the day of Pentecost. They heard tongues being spoken in their own tongue. They stood up and preached the gospel and people responded to the good news of Jesus. And from that place in Jerusalem, they went back to their nation and started sharing the good news of Jesus under the power of the Holy Spirit. This is how we come to this point today in this nation. Every tribe, every tongue, so many nations represented in here today. The generations that came before you, your forefathers, the mothers, the fathers, you are here today because someone in your family line heard the good news that emanated from Jerusalem on that day back to your nation. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you thankful? I really want to make this point today. God's intention is that people from every nation, every tribe, every tongue would know him personally. That's God's heart. That's his intention. Revelation 7, 9 says this. After this, I looked and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." I don't know about you, but my worship earlier today, it's my moment of practice for joining the choir. I'm getting ready to join heaven's worship team, amen. Anyone else? I'm getting ready to proclaim with a loud voice. I'm putting my order in for my white robes. Anybody else putting their order in? Someone get me some palm branches. I'm ready to put some practice in this morning. See, all of heaven sings, salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb who is Jesus from every tribe and every tongue. It's like, why are you pushing so far in on this today? When Jesus went to the cross, when Jesus went to the grave and when he rose again, it was for every tribe and every tongue. We are represented in the scriptures. You know, Psalms has this beautiful verse of scripture. This is a Psalm of David. And this chapter starts off with the psalmist saying, you know, he says, God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from me? And then he goes in and out of, this is too hard. Where are you? And then it's like, you're a holy God and you're enthroned on our praises. And then he's like, they mock me. Dogs surround me. I mean, we're having a bad day. And it's like, deliver my soul. You know, I'll tell your name to my brothers. You know, those who fear the Lord, they praise him. For you comes my praise in the midst of the congregation, my praise is for you. And then it gets towards the end of verse 27 of Psalm 22. And this declaration goes forth. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. To the ends of the earth shall remember and turn, and the families of the nations shall worship. It has been and is still God's plan for every tribe, for every tongue, for every family member to turn to him and be redeemed and to worship him. You know, if you have people in your world, remember, be reminded, he is for those people. God's heart is towards those people, for those people. He is for your family. He has great plans for your family. Notice I didn't say he has great intentions. He has great plans for your family. He wants you to continue to believe for your family, to turn to him, to be redeemed and to worship him. Hang in there. Don't give up. Grab hold of his plans and put faith in your heart. You know, Colossians, you notice, we got the map with all the names. There we go. This is every, you notice that they've been running across that screen as well. But this is every nation represented. You know, every country name, it represents a people group. Every people group represents an individual who needs to hear the good news of Jesus. I think sometimes it's really easy to look at that and you think about what you've seen on the news and you think about the politics around it. And how about we just put that aside for a second? And how about when we look at each and every single name, so we look at Luxembourg and it's like, within Luxembourg, there are people groups, there are cultures, but there's individuals represented that need to hear the good news of Jesus so that every tribe and every tongue can be known by God and be redeemed and worship him. In Colossians 3:11, it says this, in this new life, one's nationality or race or education or social position is unimportant. Such things mean nothing. Whether a person has Christ is what matters, and he is equally available to all. Within the kingdom of God, within the body of Christ, in Jesus, we are all equal. Every person is valued equally in Jesus Christ. Amen? Maybe when I said that, you're like, is that true? I want to encourage you. 100%, we are all known as sons and daughters of God at salvation. When God sees us, he sees his son in us. He treats us as the same way he treats his son. And so I say this today, we are called to continue to foster a church community that reflects the kingdom of God. Every tribe, every tongue. We're called to be a community of faith where all are welcome to come and hear the good news. We're also encouraged to go and share it with others as well. Every tribe, every tongue. We are mandated. You are mandated to go and share the good news of Jesus. And we've gathered today to celebrate our cultures within the church today, to eat food, amen, to give thanks to God. But I also want us to be reminded that each culture, each tribe, each tongue, each city, each person, each family member that is still part of our cultural heritage that we have in our families needs to hear the good news of Jesus. It would be unfair of us to keep it to ourselves and not share it with the people around us. I don't know about you, but when I'm standing there with those white robes on and I've got my palm branch in my hand, anyone else? Is anyone a visual person? You're like, I can see him right now. As we're standing in heaven and we're getting ready to worship, and as we look around us, it's like there are so many different tribes and tongues in this place because the gospel went forth. We continued what began on the day of Pentecost. You know, each person that's represented in our city, in our suburbs, in our streets, in our neighborhoods, in the people that live next door to us, they need to hear the good news of Jesus. I love that passage of scripture in Colossians that finishes off, whether a person has Christ is what matters. He is equally available to all. May our hearts catch a glimpse, as the team comes this morning, may our hearts catch a glimpse of our church being filled with people from every tribe and every tongue. I'm encouraged today. May your heart catch a glimpse. May you get a vision, a picture of our church being filled with people from every tribe and every tongue. May we continue to grow in mission. May the list of countries that are represented in this church, may it grow to represent every tribe and every tongue. You know, in Acts 1 verse 8, it says this, but you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I want to encourage you today. You know, many of you probably work with people who are from other countries. You may be involved in community groups with people from other countries. I don't know about you, but may our hearts begin to burn with a passion that they may know and hear of the truth that God loves them so much that he sent his son. You know, the good news that we have, it is completely counter to any other message that people are getting in the world right now. The message that the world's getting right now is that they don't measure up, that they need to change, that they need to be better. We know the truth. The only way for us to measure up, to be better, isn't to go about our life trying to be better. It's to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need you. In my weakness, you pour strength into me, Jesus. The message you have is good news. You know, some of you have been saved a short while. You're like, oh, it's good news, all right. It's fresh in your mind. This is like the good news. For those who have been saved a little bit, it's still the good news that saved you. It may have been a while ago, but it's the good news that people around you need to hear too. And so while we're on that note, if you're in this place today and you don't know Jesus personally, I want to give you the opportunity to know Jesus, to be forgiven of sin, to be known by God, to be known as a son, a daughter of the Most High God. So if you only knew the things that I've done, you wouldn't be giving me this opportunity. No, it's because I know the things that we've all done that I'm giving us this opportunity. Without Jesus. And so just as we bow our heads and close our eyes just for a moment, this is your opportunity to respond to Jesus personally. You know, maybe you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. Maybe you know of God. Maybe you know of God through your parents. Or maybe you know of God through grandparents who used to go to church. This is your moment to know Jesus personally, to be known by God personally, to have a relationship with God. Know this, God loves you. God is for you. He's not against you. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't put shame on you. In fact, he wants to remove condemnation and shame from your life. So if that's you today, in a moment, I'm gonna ask you to put your hand up. Once you've put your hand up, you can put it back down. But you're not showing me that you're putting your hand up. You're saying to God, hey, I need you. I want to be known by you. And today you're going to start a personal relationship with him. On the count of three, if that's you, put your hand up. One, two, three. Anybody today say, yeah, no one's looking around. Don't let this moment pass you by. Don't worry about what other people are going to think or feel. This is just you. You and him. This is your moment to be saved from everything that's going on in your world, to be saved from eternity without God. This is your moment to be known, forgiven, made whole, complete, as the Spirit of God comes to dwell within you. Anyone today say, yeah, that's me. We're going to pray a prayer this morning. You know, if you put your hand up, pray this prayer with everything you got. If you didn't put your hand up, you're like, I really wanted to. Don't worry about that. Pray a prayer to God. Begin a relationship with him. Church, can you help me pray this prayer together? Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you that you sent your son Jesus. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that you raised Jesus on the third day for the forgiveness of my sins. From this day on, I choose to follow you, Jesus. Forgive me of my sin. I repent and I turn to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you pray that prayer for the first time, or you prayed it because you just needed to get yourself back where you know you're meant to be with God, all of heaven rejoices right now. And I want to encourage you, don't leave it there. Being part of a local church, being discipled so that you can understand the decision you've just made, being connected with the people who have gone a little bit further than you on the journey, it helps you understand who Jesus is and what you're called to step into as a follower of Jesus. On the way out, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or you've prayed it again and you haven't had this little booklet before, can I encourage you, grab it. Just read one part of it every day. I think it's 21 days. And it's helping you understand that you've decided to follow Jesus and this is what comes next. And it will point you to the scriptures and point you to the promises that God has for your life. God's good, amen.